if you go to the technology page, which you'll find on the menu bar, you'll see a diagram. Well, right away you'll see a picture of the space station, but you'll see a diagram of the space station and some discussion of why the space station in the story is entirely feasible, going all the way back to the original Salyut space stations and the whole development of stations in the last 40 years.
It brings a new meaning if you played a Frank Sinatra song up there, Fly Me to the Moon.
Speaking of which, now I know that many of your listeners will remember the name of Bob Bigelow, the fellow who funded a great deal of UFO research in the last decade. Bob Bigelow has kind of disappeared from the UFO map, but what is he doing? Well, he is pouring almost all of his time and considerable fortune into Bigelow Aerospace, located in California.
Really?
And what is Bigelow Aerospace? Now, this is a man who is, first of all, an extremely astute and very, very successful businessman.
How'd he make his money? Do we know?
In hotels.
Aha.
Yes. Bob Bigelow made a fortune, and I mean it, a huge fortune, building a chain of hotels. This is his expertise. What is he doing now? He wants to build space hotels. And very particularly, he wants to build an orbiting hotel that you can fly. It's essentially a spacecraft, but of hotel dimension,
mm-hmm.
and with hotel
amenities.
Hotel amenities, exactly, with hotel comforts that people can fly to the moon. This is Bob Bigelow's business plan. This is not pie in the sky. This is a guy who's got enough money to do any darn thing he wants, and what he's doing is he is building a company to put people on hotels in space.
It'll bring a new meaning to how many alien workers you might have working in your hotel, huh?
But you see, Bigelow is just one example. There are a great many people of considerable means like him. These are not flaky people, fly-by-nights. These are people with huge fortunes and the vision to put human beings in space.
It's going to happen.
It's certainly going to happen.
Yep.
Yeah, there's no question. This is as close to a certainty as anything I can think of.
You know, when you start seeing, I think, some smaller companies starting to pop up on the stock market that are beginning to develop a commercially based, civilian-based space technologies, I don't know if they're there now, Michael, but that'll be the tale to tell you right there.
Yes. And there's, you know, again, a lot of these companies are waiting for somebody to build the venues in space, in orbit, where a lot of these special manufacturing processes, special new types of commerce can occur. Obviously, these companies can't be in the business of building spacecraft. They're in the business of whatever it is, drugs, semiconductors,
sure,
whatever it may be. But they know that, I mean, they've already done the experiments. They've already, in fact, a great many commercial companies have put experiments on board the space shuttle to make sure that what they were trying to do works, and it does. So they've done the proof of concept, and what they're waiting for is for somebody to give them a rocket. And that is why this is a very good investment opportunity for the people who do want to build rockets, because they know the minute they can show a viable rocket, they can put payload into space at a reasonable price, which NASA will never be able to do. I mean, they cost an arm and a leg. But somebody's going to figure out how to do this at a reasonable price, and pow, there's going to be a gigantic market for it.
Tell Bigelow I've got an idea for the bar for his hotel, and they've got to have all the employees dress up like those Star Wars figures.
Well, yeah, right, exactly. And I'm sure that there will be all kinds of things like that. I mean, it's a zoo waiting to happen. It's a menagerie. It's a carnival. It's going to be. It's. I mean, imagine Las Vegas in space.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. I mean, add weightlessness to Las Vegas, and the sky is the limit.